Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Lee Sterling. Lee, what's going on this morning, man?
That brings back some memories. My first concert, took a date to see The Cars and Candy O was their album.
Oh, my. Look at you. By the way, The Cars have way more hits than most people think. It's just so many great songs.
Yeah. But I will say this, one of the worst bands in concert. They just stand there and play.
Well, the ugliest lead singer that got the hottest chick, too, right? Anyway.
True.
Lee, with so much going on in your world right now, let's move through these games because we want to ask you about the NBA. You got the Broncos home favorite versus the Cowboys. Lee, you don't want my opinion, but I got the Cowboys covering in this one.
I think there's a good chance they can cover here. I mean, and maybe win the game outright. Yeah. Broncos were 8-0 against the spread as a favorite last year. This year, they're 1-4 against the spread as a favorite. Only time I really loved them was when they were an underdog against Philadelphia. So you have more margin for error when you're an underdog. You know, they make some mistakes here. And if they're not leading going to the fourth quarter, which they haven't been in any of the last three games, I think they're in trouble. This Cowboys offense averaging 31.7 points per game. And next couple weeks for the deadline, I think they're going to pick up a pass rusher. I think the wrong team is favored. Cowboys straight up 28-27.
There you go. Look at that. Well, I got to ask a serious question. I know the Jets stink, but should the Bengals be favored by 6.5 over anyone? What do you see here?
I think that this team believes in Joe Flacco. And problem here for the Jets is we don't know if they're going to have their receiver, Garrett Wilson. And if he's a no-go, none of their other receivers get any type of separation. The owner is talking about the starting quarterback. What are they going to do? Threaten to bring in Tyrod Taylor? Unless Breece Hall breaks off a couple big runs, they are in trouble here. Sometimes you get late if you want to play it. I like the Bengals here, 27-17.
Lee Sterling joins us, Paramount Sports. Lee, this has to be a really, really eerie feeling for Aaron Rodgers suiting up for the Steelers playing against his former team.
Yeah, and he says, oh, it's no big deal. Come on, you played 18 years for that team. He'll be ready to go. What I think they have going for them, I think they've underperformed. I think their defense is ready for a big, big effort. Mike Tomlin, 10-4, is a home dog or a small favorite. The last three seasons. I mean, what has Green Bay done since opening week against Detroit? Yeah. Zero. Micah has been great. He is all over the field, three sacks last week, but rest of the defense, nothing. Their cornerbacks are bottom five in the NFL, can't make plays. A bunch of receivers that are twos and threes on every other team here. Wrong team favorite. Steelers upset Green Bay here, 27-23.
Well, how about the hometown team? The Ravens favored by 6.5 over this Bears team with four straight wins, but looks like Lamar's back. What do you see?
Yeah, he is back, but the question, I mean, look at all the injury. It's still so many players who are a game-time decision. I mean, do you want to lay 6.5 points against a team that has won four straight? Eventually, Chicago, they're going to hit the wall, but I don't think it's yet here. So they're able to run the ball all of a sudden, give Ben Johnson credit for teaching the Bears offensive line how to finally run block here. So I'm going to take the points here. So Baltimore shows me something on offense and defense. I think Chicago's the right side. The Ravens escape here 27-26, but I think 6.5 points, taking all those points, is probably the right play.
Lee, those aren't boos you're hearing. They're boos. That's what you're getting from the Baltimore contingency. All right, tell me about your game of the week before we talk about the NBA.
Yeah, a game of the week is a game that pretty important here, because all of a sudden, Chiefs are rolling, might be the hottest team in the NFL. Can the Commanders maybe throw a little water on their plans here and douse them up? So if you want to get Chiefs Commanders, first five callers that call 800-400-9741, give them the game for free. And how about this? We are on a roll in the NFL on Sundays, 23-2 documented the last five Sundays. You want to hop on board. It's called Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. Five games every single week for 4 weeks, just $197, ParamountSports.com.
Lee Sterling joining us from Paramount Sports. Lee, Jeremy and I were here at work yesterday when the story broke. FBI arresting a current player, former player, current coach. This has to be the worst case scenario for the NBA.
Horrible. I mean, it just runs so deep. It's sad. I mean, these are guys that Chauncey Billups, through his playing and coaching career, has made over $100 million. You know, same with Terry Rozier. He's at the end of his four-year, 99 or $100 million contract. So they probably didn't need the money. It was either for high, maybe. That was the case in Chauncey Billups' situation. Or just not being smart at all, or Terry Rozier, you know, telling friends and associates something that he shouldn't have. So I think what it's going to lead to, I think you're going to see eventually player props. You're not going to have the limits that you're going to have on games. So I think they're eventually cut those back some now. I mean, any random player, whether he makes a basket at the end, shouldn't determine whether people can win a couple $100,000. And in the Terry Rozier case, I mean, it looks like they had over $200,000 invested on his players' props in one night. So horrible situation. They'll never be in the NBA if they are guilty. And just a black stain. And how about this? The NBA has to take some fall for here. Miami was looking to trade for Terry Rozier, and you always clear everything with the NBA. They didn't let the Miami Heat know anything about the investigation that he was that was ongoing. Miami Heat's going to have to wait and see what happens, unless you know they rule that that they don't have to pay his salary. But Miami Heat's playing without, not that he was in the rotation anymore, he had played his way out, but paying over $25.9 million, they'd love to have that back to trade or add a player. So we'll see how that plays out. But just a sad day for the NBA and also sports wagering.
There he is, Lee Sterling. It is a sad day, and I see how the NBA bounces back from this. How it impacts other sports as well. Tell us all about what you're doing at Paramount Sports.
Yeah, like I said, check out the website, ParamountSports.com. Got the World Series starting tonight. They have a selection there. You can get involved with the baseball. Also have player props and baseball for the World Series. Football player props. Also, hockey started a couple weeks ago. NBA has started.
You got any Rozier props? Any Rozier props? Anything? No.
It's not looking good for him. Not looking good. But yeah, and football obviously is king. Yeah. Doing well in the football. And also have player props there. You can get involved the entire season. Player props at $4.97. So hop on board. No one hotter. ParamountSports.com.
You're the man. Thanks a lot, Lee. Talk to you next Friday.
All right. Bye, buddy. Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.